Well, listeners, you know we love a challenge on this show, right? But gotta say, you guys have really outdone yourselves this time.
It's certainly a unique piece of source material, that's for sure.
Unique is putting it mildly. I mean, we're used to tackling all kinds of things in our deep dives, from ancient manuscripts to the latest scientific breakthroughs, even the occasional conspiracy theory, right?
We do love to go down a rabbit hole.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But this is a whole different beast. I mean, we're talking about a document that someone sent in that is literally just the words poop and fart repeated hundreds of times.
Hundreds.
No context, no explanation, just pure unadulterated repetition. So where do we even start with something like this?
Well, I think the first question we have to ask ourselves is, can we find meaning in the seemingly meaningless? Because that's what we're faced with here.
And that's a really interesting question, right? I mean, think about it. We see examples of repetition in art and language all the time. Andy Warhol's soup cans, for example, or minimalist music that's just the same few notes over and over.
Right. And those things can be surprisingly powerful, can't they?
Totally. But even in those cases, there's usually some kind of structure, some variation. This document, though, it's just raw, unfiltered repetition. No rhyme or reason to it.
And yet, don't you find yourself searching for a pattern, some kind of hidden message? It's like our brains are hardwired to seek out meaning, even when there might not be any. It's a very human impulse.
You're right. We see shapes in clouds, patterns in the stars. We even find significance in coincidences. We're meaning-making machines, aren't we?
Exactly. We crave order and sense in a world that can often feel chaotic and random.
So are we trying to impose order on this document? By even trying to analyze it? I mean, just to be clear for our listeners, we're not exaggerating here. We've got the actual document up on our screens right now, and it is literally pages and pages of poop and fart. Occasionally, one of them is capitalized. Sometimes there's an extra space.
And we find ourselves wondering, could that be significant? Does a capitalized pee-poo carry a different meaning than a lowercase one? It's fascinating, isn't it, how our minds work?
It's like our brains refuse to believe that it means nothing.
Right. And that's what makes this document, dare I say, a work of art. In its own way, it's forcing us to confront our own need to make sense of things, to find meaning in the world around us.
Okay, I see where you're going with that.
Yeah.
It's like this document is a mirror reflecting our own desire to find patterns and meaning, even where there may be none.
Precisely. It's a blank canvas onto which we project our own interpretations and biases.
So how do we even begin to unpack this? Is it a statement on bodily functions? A commentary on the absurdity of life? Or is this just someone messing with us, seeing if we'd actually spend an entire deep dive overthinking a document full of poop and fart?
Well, I think it could be any or all of those things. Remember Daddyism, that art movement from the early 20th century that was all about the absurd and nonsensical? They did things like display a urinal as a sculpture and called it art.
Oh, right. I'd almost forgotten about that.
They were trying to challenge the very definition of art and meaning. And in a way, this document we're looking at could be seen as a kind of modern-day daddyist prank, forcing us to question what we consider to be art and what we consider to be meaningful.
So are you saying that there's no inherent meaning in this document? That it's just a bunch of nonsense words strung together?
Not necessarily. It's more that the meaning isn't fixed or predetermined. It's up to us, the viewers, or in this case, listeners, to decide what it means to us.
So instead of trying to decipher some hidden message, maybe the point is that there is no message. Or rather, the message is whatever meaning we bring to it.
Exactly. It's like looking at one of those optical illusion pictures. Is it a vest or two faces? The answer lies not in the image itself, but in the way our brains are wired to perceive patterns.
I think I'm starting to see it now less as a prank, more like an accidental Rorschach test made entirely of the words poop and fart.
And you don't get much more open to interpretation than that, do you?
Yeah.
You've got a point there, but we've been throwing around a lot of high-minded theories in art history here. What about you, listening at home? What do you make of all this?
What's fascinating here is...
What stands out to you about all this, about this whole poop and fart situation? I mean, do you see like a deeper meaning in there? Is it some kind of social commentary? Or is it just pure silliness?
Yeah.
We want to hear from you. What do you think about this piece? I don't even know what to call it.
I mean, what do we even call it? Is it art? Is it a manifesto? Is it a cry for help? Who knows?
Yeah.
But I think even without you know, slapping a label on it, there's a really valuable lesson here about how we approach, I don't know, just the world around us.
Okay, yeah.
We're just constantly bombarded, like overwhelmed with information and events and opinions.
Oh, 100%.
And it's just, it can be so overwhelming trying to make sense of it all, you know?
All the time. And I mean, I like to think of myself as someone who's pretty good at, you know, keeping up with the news and learning new things. But even I feel like I'm just constantly drowning in information overload.
Exactly. And that's what I think is so interesting about this document. It's like in its own really strange roundabout way, it's offering a palate cleanser, I guess you could say.
But, yeah.
It forces us to confront just the absurdity of trying to find meaning in everything.
So instead of constantly searching for the why behind absolutely everything, maybe it's okay to just experience it.
Yeah.
To let go of that need to analyze and categorize and just like be present in the moment, even if that moment is just poop and fart.
Precisely. I mean, it's really about finding that balance, you know, between engaging with the world, but not taking everything so seriously.
Yeah.
Because sometimes, you know, a poop is just a poop and a fart is just a fart.
Okay, so that's actually a really good point. But let's not, like, get too zen about this whole thing, right?
Right.
Even if we accept that there's no, like, grand overarching meaning or message to be extracted from this endless string of poops and farts, I think we've still gained something from this exercise, haven't we?
I think absolutely we have. We have. I mean, by engaging with this unusual document, even if we're doing it with a healthy dose of humor, we're flexing those mental muscles. You know, we're thinking critically, we're considering different perspectives. We've even touched upon art history a little bit today.
We have.
And all because we were willing to look beyond the surface level of something that on its face just seems absurd.
It's like instead of just immediately dismissing something because it seems silly or pointless at first glance, we chose to engage with it. And I think in doing that, it's really opened up this whole other avenue of thought and discussion.
And that's a skill set that we can apply to so many other things in our lives, right? I mean, this doesn't just have to be about poop and fart. Think about a time when you encountered something, anything that seemed confusing or frustrating or even just plain weird. Maybe it was a piece of art that you just didn't get. Maybe it was a news story. Maybe it was a conversation.
Oh, I have a great example of this.
Yeah.
So just the other day I was walking, I think it was downtown actually, and I stumbled across this really weird little shop, and it was filled with nothing but rubber ducks. But not just any rubber ducks. These were rubber ducks dressed up as historical figures.
Oh, wow.
Like, I'm talking Napoleon Bonaparte in a tiny little rubber ducky uniform.
Amazing.
I almost just walked right past it, but then I was like, you know what? This is too weird. I have to go in. So I went in, and it was honestly one of the most delightful, bizarre, unexpected things I've done in a long time.
It's funny how those little detours can turn out to be the most memorable, isn't it?
Right. And I think it just goes to show that sometimes the things that seem the silliest, you know, like a shop full of rubber ducky versions of historical figures, can actually be the most profound. Or at least, you know, they can spark some joy and curiosity. And that's what this whole poop and fart document has done for us, hasn't it?
Yeah.
I think so. It's a good reminder that, you know, keeping an open mind and approaching things with a sense of curiosity and maybe even a little bit of humor, it can lead to some really, really interesting places, even if those places are filled with, well, you know.
Exactly. The world is a strange and wonderful place. And I think you kind of have to embrace the absurdity of it all sometimes in order to really, truly appreciate it.
Well said. So to the listener out there who sent in this truly unique document, thank you. Thank you for the challenge, for making us laugh, and for reminding us that, like beauty, meaning can be found in the most unexpected of places.
You've also given us a whole new appreciation for the power of repetition. I mean, think about it. Repetition is everywhere, right? The ticking of a clock, the waves crashing on the shore, that one song that gets stuck in your head, and you just can't stop singing it, even though you're pretty sure you've heard it like 1,000 times already.
There's something kind of comforting about it, isn't there? That sense of familiarity, of predictability.
Yeah, I think so. And on that note, I think we've reached the end of this deep dive.
Indeed.
It's been memorable, to say the least. But hey, that's what the deep dive is all about, right?
Yeah.
Exploring the fascinating, the thought-provoking, and yes, sometimes even the downright weird. We'll be back soon with more. So until then, happy diving.